It's the Morning Midwest Digest. Good morning, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Wednesday morning edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by the folks at Mystic Lubricants. I'll have this morning's stories coming right up. You've heard me talking about the Mystic legendary family of lubricants. There's JT8 Super Heavy Duty Engine Oils, the Mystic JT6 Greases, Mystic's JT5 Universal Transhydraulic Fluid. That family of lubes is specially formulated to stand up to the relentless pressures of heavy use and extreme conditions, the kind of usage you give your equipment producers. The idea is that in these tougher times, maybe they can extend the life of your equipment and avoid costly breakdowns, maybe taking a little bit of the pressure off your shoulders during these challenging times. It's what the folks at Mystic call lubrication domination. Find your local Mystic distributor or retailer by going to their website, mysticlubes.com. It's spelled MYSTIK lubes.com. If you have a flight on Delta Airlines this morning, you might want to check to see if it's on time. Delta had some challenges last night. Technology problems forced the carrier to temporarily put all its departing domestic flights on hold. It caused widespread disruptions for travelers across the country. Delta later on last night issued a brief statement acknowledging what it called a technology issue and offered an apology. Delta Airlines serves more than 180 million customers each year. From This Week in Agribusiness, the South Dakota farmer who heads the National Corn Growers Association says Congress needs to get with it and vote approval of a farm bill. Get it out of that conference committee. Kevin Skunas said farm income forecasts remain low and farmers have been negatively impacted by trade tariffs and retaliation. Kevin says a new farm bill would go a long way in providing some certainty during these challenging times. The Corn Growers Association sent a letter to the agriculture leaders on Capitol Hill asking them to wrap up work of the farm legislation this week before the current bill expires. The new chief executive of the Corn Growers, John Doggett, says programs that foster our farm exports would be adversely affected by the farm bill expiration. And Doggett says those programs are needed now more than ever with the trade war underway. The governor of Illinois again yesterday called for the death penalty to be reinstated for anyone convicted of murdering a police officer. Governor Bruce Rauner made the comments during a ceremony in Chicago, paying tribute to a Chicago policeman killed in the line of duty earlier this year. Rauner told the crowd of lawmen, "Our police officers put themselves at risk to protect us, and we must protect you," he said. Six Flags St. Louis, there at Eureka, Missouri, is promoting its annual Fright Fest celebration by posing a challenge to their guests. If you can lie in a coffin for 30 hours, you might win $300. Six people will be picked to compete, each getting their own 2x7-foot coffin that the park describes as slightly used. If more than one person completes the challenge, the $300 will be raffled among those people. Oh, and the winner gets to keep the coffin. That's the Morning Midwest Digest, brought to you by Mystic Lubricants. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.